Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rolling with the Chaplain, a show about mental health, love, encouragement, and allowing God to work in your life. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Rolling with the Chaplain. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host for God Made You Uniquely and for a Great Purpose. Today on the show, we're going to talk about what's God's purpose for your life. We are all uniquely made and bring gifts and talents to the world. God has numbered your days and will fulfill every purpose he has for you. However, our choices and actions also really matter. We can choose to do things that will bring us more joy and give us a sense of purpose. I know one of my purposes in life is being funny. So I found this joke, which I thought was hilarious. The dog and sit all day by the door of your house and bark at anyone who comes in or walks past. For this, I will give you a lifespan of 20 years. The dog said, that's a long time to be barking. How about only 10 years and I'll give you back the other 10? So God agreed. God created the monkey and said, entertain people, do tricks and make them laugh. For this, I'll give you a 20-year lifespan. The monkey said, monkey tricks for 20 years? That's a pretty long time to perform. How about I give you back 10 like the dog did? And God agreed. God created the cow and said, you must go in the field with the farmer all day long and suffer under the sun, half calf, and give milk to support the farmer's family. For this, I will give you a lifespan of 60 years. The cow said, that's kind of a tough life. You want me to live for 60 years? How about 20, and I'll give you back another 40. And God agreed again. God created man and said, eat, sleep, play, marry, and enjoy your life. For this, I will give you 20 years. But man said, only 20 years? Could you give me my 20 years, the 40, the cow gave back, the 10, the monkey gave back, and the 10, the dog gave back? That makes 80, okay? Okay, said God, you asked for it. So that is why for our first 20 years, we eat, sleep, pray, and enjoy ourselves. For the next 40 years, we slave in the sun to support our family. For the next 10 years, we do monkey tricks to entertain the grandchildren. And for the last 10 years, we sit on the front porch and bark at everyone. I hope that you guys enjoy tonight's show, Rolling with the Chaplain, and I just really appreciate you guys being here.
Should I do this? I feel so bound. I just gotta break free. Let's go.
Turn up the world. It's time to
that song was by Lady Princess, Turn It Up for Jesus. Before we start, we're going to go into a prayer. And thank you, God, for anyone listening to this show. Thank you for all that you give us. Let us retain the information. We're here to learn today about purpose, real life. And just thank you for everything you do. All right. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. You have to talk about suicide. Talking about it doesn't mean that somebody's going to do it, but talk about it. And if you know somebody's struggling, or if you're listening to this show and you're struggling with suicide, call 911 or the nearest emergency room. All right. What's God's purpose for your life? Having a meaningful long-term goal is good for well-being. Here's how to find ways to know your purpose. Sometimes people know and have a deep sense of purpose, whether working for racial justice, teaching children to read, making inspiring art, or collecting donations of masks and face shields for hospitals during the pandemic. That's a good way to find out what your purpose in life. But sometimes we don't all know what our purpose in life is, so we have to find it. And the Bible does talk about our purpose in life, and I found a couple of Bible verses that I thought was really cool about our purposes. We all have purposes and talents. Sometimes we can be so busy about life that we forget the purpose behind them. We're driven by the demands of life and not realizing that God always has a greater purpose. His purpose not only encompasses our life, but the purpose of those around us at home, school, is important to know and live out the Bible verses. God has a purpose for everyone. Whether you know it or not, God created you. Whether you want to believe it or not, God created you and you have a purpose. But I have raised you for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth, Exodus 9:16. And then they tell you about a story. So Pharaoh mistakenly thought he was in control. However, God put him in the place of being an Egyptian leader for his purpose. God has a purpose for everyone, including those who resist him. God's not going to force you, ladies and gentlemen, to do his will. You have to come about it on your own record. He is a giver of purpose in every life, whether they live for him or not. He gives us gifts and talents. So I just thought that was important. And then we're going to go to what are the Bible verses. I like this 1 Peter 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Did you hear that? To serve others, giving gifts. It is not saying like I'm saying, but I believe we were given gifts to serve others and help others and work together. 1 Peter 4:10 to 11. As each of us received a gift, using it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves and one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him bring glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of leaders laid their hands on you. So we talked about God has a purpose for everyone. If you want to read more about this, you can go to whatchristianswanttoknow.com, 7 important Bible verses about purpose. God's purpose cannot be undone. I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job 4:2. Once God has established his purpose for our lives, no one can change it. Christians can take courage that he is working everything in our good, even the most difficult life situations. And it may seem that, you know, sometimes you're going down one road and then it just the doors and windows get closed and you're not for sure which way to go. But God is still working in your life. God's purpose is the one that lasts. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Proverbs 19:21. The lives of men and women are but a vapor. However, God's purpose can be fulfilled through multi-generations. Every plan should begin and end with God in mind first. And for some of you listening to that, you'll say your life is really good, and that's fine. Maybe you have a higher power. Maybe you don't use the word God. Whatever you works for you, works for you. But in the end, if you're depending on yourself, I just don't know how that's working for you. God fulfills his purpose for believers. Therefore, my dear friends, if you always obey, not only in my presence, but how many more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. God's greatest purpose has always been on the forefront of our minds. We may be offered employment, school, and marriage opportunities that do not fit in God's purpose. We can choose to take them or not, because God is not a God who's going to demand that you follow him. There's greater joy in discovery of his purpose when we trust him rather than our feelings or pressures from other people. God works through all situations to fulfill his purpose, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. I know sometimes hard times make it difficult to see God's purpose, especially when we feel pain and grief. And we don't want to be reminded that God is working for our difficulties. But unfortunately, it's the truth. Well, fortunately, it's the truth. God has a greater purpose in saving us. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Salvation is only the beginning. Perfect purposes. The Lord has perfect, his purposes are perfect, but we are not. We are assailed by doubts and fears that many times keep us from living out the purpose he has established for us. I know that's been true for me. I'll go down roads that I'm not even meant to be down, but I'm afraid to go where God wants me to go. But then eventually I'll come back around. As we learn of God and pray to him regularly, we become more emboldened to accomplish great purposes in his name. I like that. And don't forget that in any of the United States, 211 can be used to get information on domestic violence for women, for shelters. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of shelters for men. But you can still, maybe there's some other resources they have, but they also have resources for food, for referrals to counseling. Maybe you don't want to use the employee assistance program through your work. Maybe you want to keep it confidential, but whatever you choose, just remember that you are not alone. You're wanted, you're amazing, and you're more than enough.
Keep the faith. your seatbelt on a time.
A couple of great articles, and one had 7 ways to find your purpose, and the other one had life purpose 10 tips. Now we're going to review the 7 ways to find your purpose, and you can find this article on, greatergood.berkeley.edu. First, identify things you care about. Purpose is all about applying your skills toward contributing to the greater good in a way that matters to you. So identify what you care about as your first step. Okay? I thought that was like, hey. A similar process is recommended for older adults too. 2, reflect on what matters the most. Sometimes it can be hard to single out 1 or 2 things that matter the most to you. Understanding what value may help you narrow down your purpose. Okay, 3, recognize your strengths and talents. We all have gifts and talents that were given to us when we were created by God. Everybody does. I don't care what anybody says or anybody tells you, you are. And you can ask people, like, what do you think I'm particularly good at? What do you think I really enjoy? How do you think I leave my mark on the world? You can ask yourself or you can ask other people. The suggestion is 5 to ask 5 people. Try volunteering. Finding purpose involves more than self-reflection. It's just like there's a place, I think it's called Volunteer America, that I was volunteering with the Red Cross, found out that wasn't good for me. Now I volunteer at a hospital. I like that. However, not all volunteer activities will lead to a sense of purpose. Sometimes volunteering can be deadening. So pick what you choose and pick it cautiously. Don't feel like it doesn't need to feel like a job. Imagine your best possible self. Okay? And I thought this was good. What are you doing? What is important to you? What do you really care about and why? The why part is particularly important because purposes usually emerge from a reason for caring. And I thought that was interesting. And this was by Jill Setti, August 6, 2020, 7 Ways to Find Your Purpose in Life. And it can be found on greatergood.berkeley.edu. I basically just summed it up for you, but I thought that was a good article. I'm going to read you guys a couple of more Bible verses on purpose. And I just think knowing the Bible, whether you believe it or not, and getting some encouraging words is helpful. And I just thought it was fun. 1 Corinthians 14:12. So with yourself, since you are eager for manifestations of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church. Let me see. I love this one, James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial, and sincere. James 1:17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So we all have a purpose. We all have gifts and talents. I know some of you listen today and says, no, Sabrina, that's not me. And I'm going to say, yes, it is, because we all have gifts and talents. I don't care what your mom said to you. I don't care what your dad. I don't care what your friends say. You have a gift and a talent. You just have to find it. We all were made for a purpose. Yes, we were. If you want to be fulfilled, happy, content, and experience inner peace and ultimate fulfillment, it's critical that you learn how to find your passion and life purpose. Without a life purpose as a compass to guide you, your goals and actions may not ultimately fulfill you. Okay? One, explore the things you love to do and what comes easy to you. We all are born with a deep and meaningful purpose that we have to discover. And this is a non-secular article. Again, they're saying we all have a purpose. Ask yourself what qualities you enjoy expressing the most in the world. Okay? Create a life purpose statement, just like a business plan for your life. Follow your inner guidance. What is your heart telling you? Maybe that's God. Maybe that's your higher power. What if I told you that you have your own guidance system within you that can help you get from where you are in life to where you want to go? I call that God. Some people call it higher power. Some people call it themselves. Decide where you want to go. All you have to do is decide where you want to go by clarifying your vision, then locking your destination through goal setting, affirmations, and visualization. Then start taking the actions that will move you in the right directions. Those can be vision boards. Those can be posters from magazines or making up your own thing, drawing pictures, journaling, doing mindfulness. Every time you express a preference or something, you're expressing an intention. Be intentional about your life. Be clear about the life purpose. Once you're clear about what you want, keep your mind constantly focused on it. The how will keep showing up, sometimes just when you need it and not a moment earlier. Conduct a passion test. Now, this is something that was not, this is developed by Chris and Janet Atwood, the passion test, and it's simple yet elegant process. You start filling in the blank 15 times for the following statements. When my life is ideal, I am, and you put in the words. You choose in a filling the blanks with, and the blank must be a verb. What you choose to put in the blanks must be a verb. And there are statements like this that Janet and Chris wrote about. My life is ideal when I'm being of service to. My life is ideal when I'm helping, and then I'm going to read. My life is ideal when I'm being of service to massive number of people. My life is ideal when I'm helping people with their vision. My life is ideal when I'm speaking to larger groups. My life is ideal when I'm doing podcasts as a chaplain. My life is ideal when I'm serving in the hospital. My life is ideal when I'm creating a core group of ongoing trainees, so on. And let me go back to where the passion test can be found, so in case you want to take it. because I thought that was really interesting. Now, if you want the Passion Test assessment, you go to thepassiontest.com, and they'll tell you, you've pulled in some information, and then you'll get your results. So that's just, you know, just helping you there. Now, that's the Passion Test is not my idea. It's by Chris and Janet Atwood. Think about the times you experienced the greatest joy in your life. And we're, the funny thing about joy, we're going to talk about joy versus happiness. Because when you experience happiness, it's a fleeting emotion. But joy is a peace of mind. It's just contentment. Another technique you can use to help identify your purpose is to conduct a joy review. Simply set about 30 minutes and make a list of all the times you felt the greatest joy in your life. Thought that's cool. Follow the example of this example of finding a purpose. Okay. Share a period where you felt the happiest 3 times, and so on. Take time for yourself. That's called self-care. You have the power to achieve greatness and create anything you want in life, but you must take action, Jack Canfield. Align your goals with your life purpose and passions. Lean into your true life purpose. Once you've gained clarity about your purpose, you don't need to completely overhaul your life completely all at once. Instead, just lean in bit by bit. And yeah. And then they suggest this formula. And again, you can find this on Jack Canfield, and it's on /blog/finding purpose in life. I just sort of kind of paraphrased what they were saying. And he continually asked his students, are you where you want to be? Have you accomplished all that you thought you would by now? Are you enjoying the lifestyle, travel, weekends, and leisure pursuits you've always dreamed of? And we don't all have those desires to travel on weekends, so don't get caught up in that. Do you want a fulfilling career or business? Maybe you want a fulfilling career at home with your kids. That's exactly great. We all have a purpose, and we're all meant to be something. Maybe you're meant to be a stay-at-home and mom and dad. Whatever you choose, you find your purpose, you live joy, and be happy for it. All right? Now, we are going to go to another Bible verse, but I want to remind you guys of 800-273-8255 is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Just asking somebody can simply detour somebody from wanting to kill themselves. If you have a suspicion that one of your friends, family members, your coworkers, or somebody you know is on the edge and you think they might want to kill themselves, ask them. Sometimes people just want somebody to talk to. 211 in all of the United States is the area, as I mentioned before, where you can call and get recommendations for food, housing, domestic violence shelters, etc. Make sure you keep that. 211 and 800-273-8255 is a suicide hotline. I hope that you guys have enjoyed today's show. I hope you understand that we all have a purpose. We all have a gift. By grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ Jesus, Ephesians 4:7. And then I like this one. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that who teach will be judged with greater strictness. So it's just that maybe you weren't meant to be a teacher. Maybe you were meant to be a prophet, a priest. Maybe you're meant to be a fireman. Whatever you do, excel, know it's your purpose. And if you're living your purpose, you're not working hard at life. You're enjoying life while serving others or doing something that can help your community. Okay, just so you know, we're going to play another song, and then we'll be right back with Rolling with the Chaplain. And before I go, because I'm choosing a song, I hope that you guys know that you're wanted, you're more than enough, you're cared for, you are valuable, you are just unique, and whatever you choose to do, you can do with the help of God, your higher power. Don't lose hope. Know that you're okay. Thank you. I did not come into the world to prove anything. I came into the world to love everyone and everything. The sole purpose of my life is to go back once more to my peace home heart. Life is given to each human being for a special purpose. The secret each human being must discover for himself. Sire Chimney, thank you for listening in to Rolling with the Diva. May God rich you, bless you, keep you, hold you, and make you know that you're built for a purpose, made for greatness, and that you have a good week. And thank you for tuning in to Rolling with the Diva and Rolling with the Chaplain.